Bruce from Printavo here, Simple Shot Management Software. Today I want to talk to you guys about training and how to make training so easy that you don't even have to be there. Now, I always hear the reason that, hey, I just don't have enough time to train this new hire to get started and this new team member. First of all, think of them as a team member. So they're one person in the team. If you've got a football team and you've got a wide receiver that you haven't really cohesively brought as part of the team, well, you've got a problem and you guys aren't going to win games. I think the question is, really, how do you make training easier for your shop so that it can be done whether you're there or you're not there? That's the true question that we're going to get at. Justin Moore talked about from Barrel Maker recently a quote that really stuck with me too from our Print Hustlers Conf this year, where he said, what if you train someone and they leave, but what if you don't train them and they stay? That second part is really scary. And the reason it's scary is because every single person in your shop, no matter what role it is, has to do with building your customer experience. So if shipping and receiving isn't trained correctly and boxes are sent out late, well, that's gonna be poor customer experience. If your puller isn't trained on good quality control and doesn't catch things, well, again, the customer's gonna see that and poor customer experience. Same with the sales rep. If they're not talking to customers the way you want them to speak with customers, again, poor customer experience. You spend all this time looking for someone and interviewing and then eventually hiring someone. That's a big gamble and a big investment on your time and your team's time to bring that person in. Do right by your company and really train them to the fullest. So here's tips that we do at Printavo to make training a lot easier. The first step is we whiteboarded out every single thing that had to do with the company and what we wanted to help educate them on. So high level, we wanted to talk about culture, why it matters to work here, where everything is in the office, so a bit of an office tour, all the tools that we use at the companies to keep everything together, your role at the company and your responsibilities and what we expect, HR related type things, for example, sick days, PTO, your hours, how pay is sent, getting you set up there. And for example, if they are dealing with customers or they're dealing with sales, maybe some sales scripts or templated type of things for them to start off on. Keep in mind, you want to go to an extent that's extreme. You want to create almost a foundation where somebody can step in and know exactly every single thing they need to say and do on a day-to-day basis so that they can be a really, really good team member. And then they can evolve and kind of create their own path after they've been able to settle in the foundation that you've created. The second step here is that you really want to lock yourself in a room for about 3 to 4 hours and document all of these pieces. So a short paragraph, it can be 5-6 sentences long, but for each piece, so for example, every single tool, what every single tool is and why you use it, the culture of your shop, why you started it, the history of the business. Again, the HR, every single subject that we just talked about, you want to document those and write that down on a Google Drive or Word doc. I recommend Google Drive just because it's in the cloud and it's safe in case your computer crashes. So again, write that out in detail. Now the third step here is you guys are going to want to create a scavenger hunt. When you do create the scavenger hunt, this is to help reinforce everything that they're going to read through and that you're going to talk through when they first start. So this will be short questions where they could find things. For example, where are the bathrooms located? How do you set up the automatic press? Walk me through the steps to get customer approval. These types of things you're going to list out fully. There'll be about 30 or so questions, and you'll be able to put all those there. That'll be the scavenger hunt. The last part that you guys are going to want to do, the fourth step, is to create a schedule. So create a schedule in about 15-minute increments of every single thing that they're going to do within the first 3 to 4 days of being at your shop. So for example, 9 a.m. to 9:15, office walkthrough. Show them where the bathrooms are, show them different pieces of equipment, introduce them to everyone. 9:15 to 10 o'clock, office culture. Again, you're going to walk through and talk through those. Now, if you want a bonus tip here, record every step of that on a video and put all of those videos on your Google Drive too, so you have a folder that you can give them to be able to review everything. That helps kind of extract you and make it easier for anyone to start training your new team members. One thing to do after this initial week of training is you'll want to be able to circle back with those new team members. For example, on day 7, day 15, 30, and 60, you're going to ask them questions around How are things going? How's training been? How's getting settled? Do you need anything? How can I make your job easier? What else would you like to be involved in? Is this what you expected? Very, very important. And almost keep that piece of paper and write it down after every single day and have them be able to hold on to it so that they can review it too. That's very helpful. Some extra tips here are maybe create a greeting card or go buy a greeting card and have every single person in the shop write, welcome, you know, thanks, Jen, you know, welcome, and put their names on it to make it feel really personal. Set up their desk in their workspace area with the tools and materials that they need, including some swag too. Print up some shirts with your guys' company name or hoodies and things so that they can have and be able to wear and feel really a big part of your team. Also let new team members leave early and come late on the first day just to make it a little bit easier. You know, starting at a new role is a big transition, so we want to smooth that out as much as possible. Hopefully those are helpful for you guys. If you have